six tvachim is the halacha zorin b'toychoi chamisha zoronim. You're allowed to plant inside this shet that's this part of karka five different types of vegetables. How do you do that? With no isakayim. Arbu al arba ruchos, and the four corners of it, plant one seed, all four different types of seeds, four different vegetables, and the achas b'yemtza, and one in the middle. So you see clearly you're allowed to plant five seeds in one small area of karka, six tvachim and six tvachim, that's mutter. So what is Rav telling us a chiddush? That the Yerukas now Mishnah, you're allowed to plant like this, we learned already allowed to. What's the chiddush here? And the Gemara Mal the time, I would think, Hani Mili, when did I say that it's mutter? Maybe only with Zeroyim. Maybe only with seeds, like Zeroyim means like seeds, or beans. The Yerukas, maybe by vegetables, like. Maybe big vegetables, they grow much wider, and they need have more nourishment. So maybe you can't plant five in one small karka like 6x6. So that was Rav's chiddush. Not only beans are you allowed to plant five in one small piece, now even vegetables you can plant five of them in one small karka 6x6. That's the chiddush Rav. Even Yerukas also amuta. Tap Rashi Abi Yerukas loy. The Yerukas yan kitfei. Maybe vegetables have a wider span to get nourishment wider. It will be usher even with a shetach of 6x6 tzvachim. Kamashma, no, still it's mutter. So the Gemara. Lameimer, what do you want to tell me now? The Yerukas alima mizroyim. Do you want to tell me, Havamina, that Yerukas vegetables have a wider span of the nourishment under the ground more than stam seeds, than stam beans? That's labeled, though, beans as pshita. You can plant six, five of them in this kaka, but Yerukas, I would think, no. Kamashmulon Rav, even Yerukas, even vegetables also. If you have a piece of land, six tvachim by six tvachim, you're allowed to plant five different seeds there. But you're telling me it's the chiddush, vegetables is the bigger chiddush. For the Gemara of Yetzanan, we learned just the opposite. We learned like this. Kol mine zeroyim, all different type of seeds. Ein zoyrin v'yarug achas. You're not allowed to plant five different seeds in the same piece of karka, six tvachim by six tvachim. No, seeds grow wider. Mashenken kol mini yerukas, but all different types of vegetables, is zoyrin barug achas. Only by vegetables are you allowed to plant five of them in this karka of 6x6. So mashma, just the opposite. Vegetables don't grow so wide. The nourishment doesn't go so far. So vegetables you're allowed to plant in this karka of 6 tvachim by 6 tvachim, you are allowed to plant of five different seeds. Mashenken zeroyim of seeds, you're not allowed to plant five different seeds. To say pumfaket, that zeroyim, that they grow wider than vegetables do. Yeah, Rashi says, "What kol mina zeroyim ain zeroyim merugachas." Afilu b'shiras there, even in this measurement, mishum diyan kitfei, because zeroyim, like the beans, they have a wider span of nourishment. V'od etznan that we learn zorim b'teira chamisha zeroyim. That we say you're allowed to plant five different seeds in the small piece of land of six tvachim by six tvachim. The Yerukas come is talking about vegetables. Then Israel kilchosim, vegetables you can plant five in a small piece of land, but not tzroyim, not seeds. So you see just the opposite. So then it's a kashan rav. What's Rav's chiddush? That these five vegetables of the Mishnah, you're allowed to plant them in this piece of land, six by six. Pshita, it's enough in the Mishnah clan like that. Hence the Gemara. Now the time I would think, Hani Moror min zeroyim ninu. Maybe Moror is considered a min zeroyim. Kamash Malon, Kamash Malon know that the zeroy, that the Moror is min yerukas vegetables, and therefore vegetables have this halachom for klayim, you're allowed to plant five different of them in this one piece of land of 6x6. You want to tell me, haven't we know that the Moror and the Mishnah mean seeds? But Tanan, the Mishnah says clearly Yerukas. It says clearly, what min are you yates the Moror with? With five different types of vegetables. So what's the haven't mean it's Zeroyim? It's not Zeroyim. So Rashi, Zeroyim, Fakadaitoch. Or before Rashi says, Ma de tem hani de Moror min Zeroyim ninu. For lo Yisrael be'erugachas, I would think since they're like seeds, you're not allowed to plant five of them in a piece of land 6x6. Kamash mon rav, that's rav's chiddush, then in Yerukas ninu. No, the type of vegetables are vegetables, yes. It says, there's no such havim mino. The Mishnah says clearly vegetables, not seeds. Rashi, zroyim sakabaitach, hechit tezik adaitim zroyim ninu. Vokulu tenoi Yerukas karulu. Though before the whole Amud Aleph all said different type of vegetables that it could be used to Mitzvah Morum. But nobody said it's a seed. Hence the Gemara. They all said vegetables, so clearly it means vegetables and not seeds. So what's Rav Chinish that these five vegetables, you could plant five of them in one piece of land, 6 by 6? Shitty could do it. And for the Gemara, Chazeret is Israchle. I'll tell you, Chazeret is Roman lettuce, that's a Chinish here. Chosal Kodak and Minach, I would think, Hoyo the Seifel HaHakshos, since the end of a Roman lettuce, if you let it stay in the ground and grow very long, it'll become very hard. So I would think, Nesiv LaRav Chotfein, maybe since it's something that can end up to be very, very hard, you can't plant this. Like if you want to plant five vegetables, the saying if you have this piece of land, six tvachim and six tvachim, you can plant four at the four corners and one in the middle. Now I would think if one of these five is the chazeres, maybe that's no good. Because since chazeres at the end comes so hard, maybe when it comes hard it spreads out very far and it's yearning tvei, that's the chiddush kamashim lun. That even Roma lettuce also is included in these five. Yeah, so that is Nesav Le'Rav Chatzfei, Kamash Mula, no. Yeah. Rashi, Lahak Shois, Klach Shalor Nasav, that since the Klach, since the hard part of it becomes hard, what the stalk of it becomes hard, I would think Machav Le'Drashi Mokim Ad Beis Roivam, Shlo Yizur Etzle Minacher, you have to give it a much wider span where you can plan something else. Kamash Mula, no. That even though it's something that gets hard, right now it has the same shear like any other vegetable. That you could plant five of them in this shear of karka, 6 by 6. Omer Rav Yosef Rav Chanina, klach shel krub. If you have the stalk of a cabbage, shehukshu, that became hard, the locher is machivan loy beis roivam. You have to make a wider space. You can't plant five of them in 6 by 6 tvachim, but you have to have a much wider space. Alma, what do you see? Kivon the Seifel HaHakshos. Since the crew of this cabbage is at the end and become very hard, Yovina Le'Rav Chatzfein, you have to give it a wider span, because then the vegetables are yonik from a wider span. Is Hochinami, I would think the same thing here by our Roman lettuce. Nesav Le'Rav Chatzfein, since it's Seifel to become hard. Right now you have to give it a more of a span. You can't plant five of them in this kark of 6 by 6 tvachim. Kamash Mulon, no. Kamash Mulon, that chazeres is like any other vegetable. Even though it's Seifel HaHakshos, it's not so gefährlich. Only kruv, it's only cabbage, is very bad. But Roman lettuce is not so bad, so even though it will at the end get hard, right now you could plant six of them, you could plant five of them in the karka of 6 by 6 tvachim. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says, Yotzen behen bein lachim bein yevashim. You could be yotzen with this morer whether the Roman lettuce is fresh, lachim, or whether it's dried up. Omer Rav Chisda, lo shonu elo baklach. There's only talking about the stalk. The stalk, even if it's dried up, you could be yotzen Mrs. Morer. Of course, the dried out stalk still has some tam morer to it. Avo v'olin, but if you want to only eat the leaves of the Roman lettuce, lachim in yevashim loy. You could only be yotzen when it's still wet, still fresh, and not when it's dried up. A dried up leaf has no tam at all. There's no tam morer in a dried out leaf. For the Gemara, for me, Diktani Sefer, since the Sefer of the Mishnah says, the klach shalhem, you could be yotzen not only with the leaf, but even with the stalk of it, mechlal dereisha mashma at the beginning of the Mishnah, when it just says you could be yotzen whether it's dry or whether it's wet, olin, mashma dereisha is talking about the leaves. And still the Mishnah says clearly, Bein Lachim, Bein Yevashim. Mashm, even a dried out leaf, it could also be Yotze Mitzvah Morer. So it's a Kasha. And the Gemara knows, Kasha no Chizda. And the Gemara now tell you, Purusha Kama Forish. The Mishnah is explaining itself. Ki Ketoni, that's what the Mishnah says. Bein Lachim, Bein Yevashim, it could be Yotze Mitzvah Morer. Whether the Morer is dried out, or whether the Morer is still fresh and wet, I'll tell you a Klach. I'll tell you, it's only going on the Klach, only on the stalk. The stalk, even if it's dried out, still has a tam morer. Mashenke in the leaves, when they're dried out, they have no tam, and that's talochon. A dried out leaf, you're not yoytze. Right, usually we don't have this. We don't know exactly what the shear of a dried out leaf is. Has it not been something that you could break and crackle? Right. Very dried out, you wouldn't be yoytze with. Mar Meisei. Another kashan of Chizda. Yoytzen behen uveklach shalhen. You could be yotze with the mor, these five minim, whether you have the leaves of them, behem, or beklav shalhem. With the stalk of them also you could be yotze. Bein lachem bein yaveshim, whether it's still wet and fresh, bein yaveshim, whether it's dried out. Give it Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir Shita. The Chachamim Marim, the Chachamim say though, lachem yotze them, when they're still fresh you could be yotze with them. Yaveshim, when they're dried out, though, ain't yotze them. You can't be yotze when they're dried out. This is the Chachamim Shita. It's not like our Mishnah. The Shovin, but everybody, both the Chum Ma'amoidah and Rameyah, Sheyaitzim Ben Kamushin. If they're only a little bit dried out, with it they call it, a little bit, a little stale, you can still be Yaitzim. Avoloi Kavushin. But if you start to pickle it, you can't be Yaitzim with Murr. Voloi Shluka, not if you cooked it a lot. Voloi Mibushol, not if you cooked it a little bit. Chlolo Shodover, what's the cloud when you Yaitzim Mitzvah Murr? Kol Sheyesh Boy Tam Murr Yaitzim Boy. It still has to have a time of bitterness in the herb. So we're saying now, kol zaman it's fresh, he has the time. When it's dried out, the Chum say it doesn't have the time anymore. And the Meir says, even if it's dried out, still you are yotze, still has the time. But when you cook it up a lot or pickle it, it doesn't have the time, pshuti not yotze. The kol shein boy tamor and yotze boy. If it doesn't have a tamor, you're not yotze. So this is all right to the Gemara, that that's the Gemara before said Hagribi, but doesn't mean he was chosen the government to say you don't have to have any taste of bitter. It just he wants to look for only something very, very bitter, that's where chosen from. It doesn't have to be very, very bitter. But I call upon him a little bitter of Adam has time. That's the Yiddish Gemara also. His mashma, you have to have some tam mora to it. If there's no tam mora, you're not yotze. But I call upon him a stira. Here it's mashma clearly, even the leaves, also you could be yotze according to Remeya when they're dried out. And the Gemara now, I'll tell you again, Tirgum HaKlach. Remeya, that he says dried out yotze, he also only means on the klach, on the stalk. But the leaves, if they're dried out, you will not be yotze Mrs. Murr. And that's the halacha. Tana Rabbonin, en yotzen ben kamushin. You can't be yotze if the Murr is a little bit stale already. Mishum Reb Lezev, Reb Sadek Amru, yotzen ben kamushin. No, you could be yotze even though it's a little bit withered already. Still, you could be yotze. Boy, Rami Bachoma, Mahal Sheyetze Odom Yedecha Vosoi, Pimora Shomaisi Sheni Vyushlaim. What happens if you use these peris, these Roman lettuce, which is Maisi Sheni, that was brought to Yushlaim, it's inside Yushlaim now. And vice versa, just like we had before by Matzah, it's like one man the yom, you're not yotze, because the post says, Bechol Mosh Vesechim, you have to eat such Matzah that you're allowed to eat any place in Eretz Yisrael. And Maisa Shen, you can only eat inside Yushlaim, and not outside, it's not called Mechol Mosh Vesechim. Vice versa, Morah is also hookish to Matzah. So what about by Morah? Would you be yotze with the Morah for Maisa Shen, you're not? So Morah says, I'll leave with the Rebbe Kiva, according to Rebbe Kiva, Loiti Burdok, I have no question. Because he says, Hashta b'matzah, to your rights and offered, the Rebbe Kiva Shita was no. You are yotze mitzvah matzah with Maisa Sheni. Even though you're only allowed to eat in Yerushalayim, but we said Rebbe Kiva holds like Rebbe Lezer, that there's a hecha timsa, you could eat Maisa Sheni outside Yerushalayim. If it became tummy, if Maisa Sheni became tummy even in Yerushalayim, you're allowed to be poiderit, and when you're poiderit, then you can eat it wherever you want. So Maisa Sheni, according to Rebbe Kiva, is called B'chol Moshavois. Therefore, you could be yotze matzah. So, b'mora, the rabbonimi boy, mitzvahs mora b'zman is there, is only mid rabbonim. We don't have the korum tesach b'zman is there, it's only mid rabbonim, pshita yotze. Or else, the other pshat Rashi says is, the two pshat in Rashi, why it's the rabbonim. Rashi's first pshat is mora demais to yerek mid rabbonim hu. But mid yerais is pehetav in my shavais mid boy. His mora comes from vegetables. Mid yerais the vegetables are not the chuyim trumas the meiser. So that you have Maisa Sheni of Murr, it's only the Rabbanon that can Maisa Sheni. That's the Shailah. That according to Rabbi Kiva, your Yoitza Mitzvah Matzah, the Raisa, Pshita Mitzvah Murr, the Rabbanon, or Maisa Sheni of the Rabbanon, Pshita you'd be Yoitza. I have no Sufik. The Kiti Boilach, where do I have my Sufik? I'll leave it to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that he said before, that if you have matzah comes from wheat of Maisa Sheni, you're not yotze, you can't be yotze mitzvahs matzah. So maybe I'll tell you, what's the halacha? The matzah deraisa hu deloy nafik. Only by mitzvahs matzah b'zman hazeh deraisa tit matzah. So then we say the zakpoda, it has to be necha b'chomash v'seichem. And Maisa Sheni, you can't eat outside Yerushalayim, you can't be yotze mitzvahs matzah with Maisa Sheni. That's the yotze aglili shita. Avo moro d'rabon enafik. But Murr,
Either it means the zman is there without the korban pesach, mora is only midrabbonim, or else, like Rashi says, it means even the zman the beis hamikdash. But mora the chi is to give ma'aseh sheni is only midrabbonim. So about this only a midrabbonim dekalocha, maybe you would be yotze mitzvah mora. Or Dilma, the other svar is no. Called it kinu rabbonim came the raisa token. Whenever the rabbonim made takonis, they make it just like the raisa is. So the rabbonim said you have to give ma'aseh sheni from yerek. Or the Rabbanan said, you have to eat more of his man is there. So just like in the Rises, you're not going to be Yaitza when it's Ma'aseh Sheni, who are in the Rabbanan also, you're not going to be Yaitza when it's Ma'aseh Sheni. Or my Rabbi, Rav answered, Mistavra Matzah Mor. It's Mistavra Tak, it's the same Aloha. Whenever you're not going to be Yaitza Mitzvah Matzah, you will not be Yaitza Mitzvah Mor. So according to Rav Yaitza Yaglidi, since Ma'aseh Sheni, you're not Yaitza Mitzvah Matzah, who are then you will not be Yaitza Mitzvah Mor with Ma'aseh Sheni either. So the Mishnah, Ein Shoyrin Es Hamursin Latana Gedlim. Mursin, that's the bran. That's a type of the wheat, with the shaft, the bran. That's a coarse of flour. You're not allowed to soak it in water to give to the chickens' teeth. Ein Shoyrin Es Hamursin. You can't soak your bran in water to give to the chickens. For pshita, because we're afraid they'll become chametz. You're not allowed to have enough from chametz on Pesach. Avul Choytin. But the answer is first pour boiling hot water over the flour. If you pour boiling hot water over the flour, that like boils it up, it can't become chametz anymore. Then there's no shell of chametz. So Rashi Cholten, bereischin of boiling hot water, shein manichin eisel hachmis. Once you put the flour through hot water on top of it, it can't become chametz anymore. Then you can feed it to the animals. Ha'isha a lady loytishra es hamursin, she should not soak this bran in water. She'teilech biyodel amerchet. That they used to use it to smear themselves first, their body, with this type of a bran and water, and then they go to the bathhouse to clean themselves with it. So they shouldn't do it on Pesach, because the shalom, maybe the bran will become chametz. So Rashi Latishra Amursin, Loshev Bo Besara, to rub a whole body with this bran and water. By you letting the bran soak in the water and rubbing on your body, we're afraid while you go to the bath, it'll become chametz, and you're not allowed to have anor from chametz on Pesach. You can't own chametz on Pesach. Avul shofi b'b'sorim yovitz, but she's allowed to stam shmir the dried out bran flour on her body. Her body is dried. Rashi avul shofi mursin. It means that the mursin is dry. Rashi avul shofi mursin yovish. If you have dried out bran, that you wash, she is allowed to rub on her body b'b'sorim. The avapi shemayim teitchem b'b'sorim. Even though there's a little bit of water on her body, that doesn't stare. Vice versa, that little water won't make the bran become chametz. So that's mutter. But to put it with water on a body, that's awesome. So the Mishnah, lo yalis odom chitim. You're not allowed to chew wheat on Pesach. V'yaniach ha-makosai. And then put it on your wound for refuah. Mivnei shimach mitzvah. Because since you chew it with your mouth, you have your saliva on the chitim, which will make it become chametz. And then you have the ganor from chametz, which is also to do on Pesach. So if you're not allowed to chew the chametz, the wheat on Pesach. Right. To leave it, I got it. If you stop want to eat it, that's all right. Because you eat it, by the time you swallow, it's not going to become chametz. If you want to chew it, then you're just getting the water inside the wheat and let it stay for a while. Agabi makos on your wound, we're afraid it will become chametz, and then you're having enough from chametz. That's also Tana Rabbanan. Elu dvorim shein voin lidei chimitz. These are types of wheat that you don't have flour. You don't have to worry about. They'll never come with a chimitz. Something that can't come with a chimitz. If you once baked your matzah, posh means then gebrocht is mutter. Once you bake the matzah once, you can do whatever you want with later. Crumble it down again, soak it in water, cook it. It doesn't come with a chimitz anymore. Drashi ofui. Lechem, lechem mishenefo. Once you cook the matzah, bake the matzah, kol masha shurayu b'mayim. Now when you soak it in water, ain't a machmetz. It won't become chametz anymore. That's locha. Once you baked it once, it won't become chametz anymore. If you cook up the wheat, the flour, it won't become chametz anymore. V'cholet, and then you pour the boiling hot water on it. V'cholet shecholta b'reitzchin. If you pour the boiling hot water on top of the flour, that would make that this flour can't come with a chametz anymore. Perfect Gemara, nevushul, what do you mean if you cook up the flour? L'chur, what's the difference between cooking and cholet? L'chur, cholet means that first the water is boiling hot, and now you throw the boiling hot water on top of the flour, that like scalds it, it doesn't become chametz anymore. Mevushul poshut means, you have cold water, that you put the flour in the cold water, and now you put it on top of the oven, or on top of the fire, to cook it up. So the Gemara, why isn't there a chashash chametz? Adam avashu lei mechanei. While you're cooking it up, the flour was with the water, and it's first getting a little bit warm, the water. Warm water makes it become chametz very fast. So what do you mean if you cook the flour? It's mutter v'keret. While you're cooking the flour on Pesach, it's a chashash becomes chametz. So Rashi Adam avashu lei mechanei. When the water is still like lukewarm, before it gets boiling hot, it can make the flour become chametz. You can't say we're talking about you threw the flour directly into boiling hot water. That you can't say. That's the next case. The next case is you pour boiling hot water on top of the flour. So mashma, the first place in the bush lid, you don't have boiling hot water. You're just putting the flour into water and now cooking up this water. So the kasher is, while you're cooking it up, let's be afraid to become chametz now. Why do you say it's not chametz? And for the Gemara, Omer Papa, Avada doesn't mean stam cooking up flour. No, it means the ofoi shebishlo. It means if you have your matzah that you baked, once you baked it, even if you now take it, crumble it, and cook it up again, it won't come with a chametz anymore. That's what he meant to say. So Chur asks Mashma that once was baked, you don't have to be afraid you're allowed to cook it again. Rashi, Ofu Shabishla Kleimer. Ofu Yafiluhum Avashla Lacher Afiyah Eina Machmitz. Once it was cooked once, even if once it was baked once, now you go and cook it up, it's mutter, it doesn't become chametz anymore. Ratanya, Tanya Rabbi Yasi Rabbi Yuduaymer. Kemach Shenofa Latoychot Lach. If you have flour, kosher Pesach flour, and there's water dripping into it, you have drips of water coming down into the flour. Is that feel, or you drop using means like the rainwater from the ceiling, you have a leak that's dripping down, or drop after drop. Is that feel kol hayom kul, even if you have the whole day, the drops of water are falling into your flour, ain't it bol de chimitz. It doesn't come with de chimitz. Why not? Means one drop right after another drop to say that comes down one after another. And the pshat is obliged like you're working out the dough. If you have dough, what they do in the matzah factory is also they have to wait a while, they keep on hitting it. If you work with the dough, it stops it from coming chametz. If you keep on hitting the dough, it doesn't let the dough rise. See also, if you say that there's a new drop keep on coming into this flour, it keeps on like hitting the dough. So if it keeps on hitting it the whole day, it won't let it become chametz. Rashi, any boil the chimutz, she tirud, had laugh, that the rain is, the water is coming down, ha neifel tomet, ain't a manichel hachmas, doesn't let it become chametz. And tif la ha tif, she neifel on tif racha tif pa somach, the tank of yen shoyis ben tayim, there's no time in between, but rather the two drops fall down one after another, to say this. So that doesn't let the dough rise to become chametz. And we the very shayla, the sika shori, you'll not eat the sika on Pesach. Rashi, Michael Kemach, type of a food that has flour inside it. For a time, guy will order another price of a sikh osir. No, you're not allowed to eat it. Pasha should be osir. It's not much flour. So how could you make a tavshu food that pasha have water and flour should be a shalaf and chametz? And the Gemara like Kasha. Ho di avdei b'mishcha or milcha. When do we say it's mutter? When you didn't put water in. You put oil and salt in it. So about you don't have any water, you only have meperis. Meperis don't make it chametz. Ho di avdei b'maya milcha. That's what the Brisa says it's usher, it's talking about you put water and salt into the flour. So avada, water and salt does make it become chametz, that would be usher. Shrashi mishcha milcha, bekimcha shari. If you have oil and salt in the flour, that's mutter. Why the meperis and machmitzin? Oil is only called meperis, it's the juice that comes out of the olives. So if that doesn't come chametz, that's why it's mutter. Benachami, when you have water here, water makes it become chametz, that would be usher. Omamar Zutra, Lelimche Inish Kedera Bekimcha Diavishna. The person, Lelimche Inish Kedera Bekimcha Diavishna. Person should not use a type of a flour on Pesach. Why Dilma Le Boshel Shaper? Maybe it first wasn't cooked very well, but also the Chimitz. And later will come with the Chimitz. Let's see, Rashi, what is this? Lelimche Inish Kedera. Shemavin tavshel akadera ayidei shemamchim kemach toichoi. when you're cooking something, a soup or something, and you want to make it a little bit thicker, the way you make it thicker is add some flour into it. Even type of flour, how do you have this flour? You have flour, kimcha devshuni, what does that mean? Shenes yabsha, that the wheat dried out first. The niklif betaner, how did it dry out? You let it roast it in the oven. You took this raw wheat and you roasted it in the oven. So chura, now that you roasted the wheat, it should be like you baked the wheat. So chura, this wheat now, if you come and grind it up, make it into flour, it should never come with a chometz. Because it should be just like bread or matzah that you baked. We said before, once you bake it once, it doesn't come with a chometz. That's the chiddush here. That even though b'tchil they took this wheat and they baked it in the oven, kishilecha, when it was very wet, ripe, afresh, oisin oisin koli betaner, they make it roasted in the oven. Farei kafuya. The chorus, when you roast the wheat, it's like you bake the wheat right now. So chorus, there shouldn't be a shal of chum, it's still a tzasser. Afilu achil olevet. Still you shouldn't do it. Why not? What's wrong with that? Dilma leboshel shaper. Maybe it wasn't done first. Rashi says, dilma leboshel shaper means, leinatis koli kol tzorkei. Metchilu, when you have the wheat in the oven, when you roasted it, maybe you didn't roast it well enough. You didn't do a good enough job then, betaner. So it's not considered like mamish baked matzah. O machmetzes, betashu. So we're afraid now when you take this wheat and grind it up, make it into flour, and put it into flour now, put it into a tashu, when you're cooking with water, we're afraid then maybe we'll become chomish. O gushutor for the kara, when you're going to mix it up in this soup now, he machmetzes, you're going to make it become chomish. You don't pour it into a soup that's boiling hot. As if the soup would first be boiling hot, there'd also be no shayla. Because you're allowed to take flour and throw it into boiling hot water, mikra din. Lamaisa, we don't do that because we don't know exactly how to make this roasting business. We don't know how hot the water has to be, and how fast you have to flow the flour in. Lamaisa, we don't do that cooking our flour. But mikra din here, if the soup would have been boiling hot, you would be allowed to throw this kemach in, because the monoshach, if it was baked before enough, it can't come with a chimitz. And even if it wasn't baked enough before, but you're throwing it into boiling hot water, it'll be mutter. Therefore, Rashi says, this tavshil means a regular plate that you're cooking, it's not boiling hot now. That's why it's also to use this flour, because we're afraid it wasn't baked well enough before, maybe now it will come with a chimitz. This is kainzeh, the chumrah that some people do, not eat gebrokst on Pesach, that they're afraid maybe the matzah wasn't baked well enough, and now when you crumple it down and cook it with water, we're afraid now, the Gemara says here, maybe you get mixed up now the unbaked of flour and become chometz. That's the chumrah b'yamah. But here the Gemara is talking about that not that it was baked mamish, the wheat, just the wheat was roasted. So when you roast it, maybe you don't do such a good job. Fight the... Omer Rav Yosef, Lo lichlot inish shrei chite bad yadodi. A person, Rashi Baroyskin, you should not pour hot water over